From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
World Cup action continues with the U.S. taking on Australia Friday from Seattle. It all starts at 3 Eastern, and you can catch all the action on Fox TV. On Thursday, Mexico became the first team to reach the knockout stage of the World Cup after beating South Korea 1-0. They qualify as Group A winners and will meet a third-place team in the round of 32 in Mexico City. Canada crushed Qatar 6-0 in Group B play for their first World Cup win. Jonathan David with a hat trick for Canada. In Major League Baseball, White Sox defeated the Yankees 5-1. Andrew Benintendi with a grand slam as a pinch hitter in the eighth inning. Juan Soto homered twice as the Mets topped the Phillies 6-4. Mariners shut out the Orioles 3-0, while the A's blanked the Angels 5-0. WNBA, the Dream defeated the Fever 108-101. Angel Reese, 21 points and 11 rebounds.
Do you use propane? At Delta Liquid Energy, you can pre-buy your winter propane gallons to lock in your price. Fuel prices fluctuate, so with Delta Liquid Energy, you can take advantage of potential pre-buy savings. To learn more, contact Delta Liquid Energy before June 30th. Family-owned and operated, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha ha!
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off. 15% off Wolverine work boots. And at D&J, you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Local Roads' first transportation tax measure to appear on November ballot. Offshore wind energy project halts plans in Morro Bay. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local News is sponsored by the Auto Pine in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Slocog announced Measure H, the local roads first transportation funding measure, will move to the November 2026 ballot for voter consideration in San Luis Obispo County. The Slocog Board voted approval on June 3rd, and the final action was taken by the County Board of Supervisors on June 16th. If the half-cent sales tax is approved, Slocog says Measure H would generate an estimated $35 million annually for road repairs, safety improvements, congestion relief, and safe routes to school. Funds will go to a legally binding roadmap approved by Slocog, the County Board of Supervisors, and with input from all cities. The San Miguel Community Services District announced there will be no use, sale, or discharge of safe and sane fireworks within district boundaries in 2026. This follows an action item on the May 28th CSD board meeting, which would have allowed for the use of safe and sane fireworks. The action item required 3/5 majority to pass. Two members said yes, one said no, one abstained, and one was vacant. Violators may be subject to misdemeanor penalties, including fines and possible jail time. Offshore wind energy project halts plans in Morro Bay. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. An offshore wind company has agreed to cease its plans to deploy wind turbines off the coast of Morro Bay in an agreement with the Trump administration. The company, Invenergy, will also terminate its offshore wind projects in the New York Bight and Gulf of Maine. Invenergy can recover a partial reimbursement for the termination of their leases, which totaled about $765 million. That amount will be redirected to natural gas-fired power plants in Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri. The Paso Robles Senior Center will be hosting a community resources fair on Wednesday, June 24th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Paso Robles Senior Center. The fair will bring together local organizations, nonprofits, and service providers to share information about the programs and resources they offer. Attendees can connect directly with representatives from these organizations, which include housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, veterans resources, and more. The event is free to attend and open to the public. Juneteenth Jubilee will be holding a Juneteenth celebration in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans, observed on the day in 1865 when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas. The celebration this Saturday will feature keynote speaker Dr. Eurydice Stanley, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Also present will be dancers, songs, a kids' zone, food, and a celebration of Black culture and achievements. In observance of the federal holiday, the City of Paso Robles offices will be closed today. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will kick off this Saturday, June 20th through August 29th. Each Saturday at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand will feature a concert with food trucks to go alongside the entertainment. There will be no concerts on the 4th of July or on July 18th. Kicking off the concert series this Saturday is Garden Party, a classic soft rock band playing covers of 60s and 70s folk rock music. All Atascadero concerts are free to attend. Bring a low back chair and your wallet to purchase any food. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics shut out the Angels 5-0. The game between the Giants and Braves was postponed due to weather. White Sox beat the Yankees 5-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Orioles. The Athletics will go against the Angels. The Padres will face the Rangers. The Giants will go against the Marlins. The Yankees will face the Reds. In California news, two candidates have secured the two spots for the special election to serve out the remaining term held by former Representative Eric Swalwell. The two candidates are State Senator Aisha Wahab and Bay Area Rapid Transit Director Melissa Hernandez. The special election will be held on August 18th. Whoever wins will fill Swalwell's seat through January, and at that time, the winner of the regular general election in November will take over for a full 2-year term. That will also be between Wahab and Hernandez. Former child actor Davy Chase, known for playing as Lilo in Disney's Lilo and Stitch, and her performance as Samara Morgan in the 2002 horror movie The Ring, has died at the age of 35. Her father confirmed that she died from complications of bacterial meningitis and a blood infection. She had been homeless in Los Angeles with her boyfriend near the hospital where she died. In celebration of Juneteenth and the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California State Parks is offering a special free version of its historian passport for admission of up to 4 people per pass at more than 30 state historic parks throughout the state. Through Monday, July 6th, Californians can download the pass for free and use it for unlimited visits to participating historic parks from Juneteenth until the end of the year. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Some farmers might be leaving money on the table by not enrolling in conservation or carbon sequestration programs. But farmers are right to be skeptical of these organizations that are administered by people who don't know them or their operation. Eric Dinger, CEO of Land Option, says he's found local trusted agronomic advisors to be the missing link in enrolling more farms into these programs.
I was on a trip in South Georgia talking with farmers and producers about a carbon program that we had started with Arbor Day Carbon. It wasn't going all that well, and I called my dad back home in Southwest Minnesota, and dad had just taken a Pivot Bio dealership. I would say, Dad, I'm having a heck of a time getting these guys interested in what I'm doing. And he would say, man, that stinks. I've added 5,000 acres this week. And then while I was on one of those trips, just thinking, man, Dad, all I need is somebody with your trust and credibility in Southwest Minnesota, but I need them in Southwest Georgia. He was like, well, obviously they're there. Go find them. And so then you kind of set out on a new path to find those trusted advisors, those trusted stakeholders in rural communities. And so that's what we're building with Land Option.
Land Option wants to become the go-to tool for farmers to enroll in programs that fit their operations.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef, and with Superior Livestock, you get rewarded with top dollar. Superior is now accepting consignments for the Week in the Rockies video auction July 6th through the 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your genetics nationwide, and delivers true price discovery with competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is June 19th.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to RedScooterDeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A recently launched online computer program not only helps producers determine whether irrigation systems are applying water uniformly, but can also estimate the cost of wasted energy, water, and fertilizer. Dubbed the Distribution Uniformity and Return on Investment Estimator, the free program identifies areas of an irrigation system needing maintenance, repairs, or upgrades to improve distribution uniformity. It also translates the distribution uniformity score into an estimated financial return on investment based on estimated water, energy, and fertilizer savings, as well as estimated potential yield improvements. Statewide, the impacts could be huge, said the people who created the tool. California has more than 4 million acres irrigated with low-flow, micro-sprinkler, and drip irrigation. Of those, about 3.4 million acres have not been tested. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Clouds early today, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the mid 70s. Southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, mid 80s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. markets are closed today for the Juneteenth holiday. Global shares declined. Crude oil prices nudged higher after U.S. and Iranian negotiators called off peace talks, but retreated after reports of a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The dollar is heading toward its strongest weekly gain in a month. RBC Capital Markets predicts there will be a number of ships eager to leave the Gulf, and they predict crude oil will struggle to find its footing. The U.S. is investigating Germany's plan to require drug makers to offer bigger discounts on pharmaceuticals. Trade Representative Jamison Greer says American patients should not be shouldering a disproportionate share of global pharma research and development. The probe could lead to new tariffs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Kenny and Darsha, open mic Friday. Tomorrow morning at 6:05, it's Pure Country. Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in helping those vehicles maintain what they're supposed to do, and that's work and run and whatever. And then Gary Brill, Jukebox, Saturday night. Oh, the one and only Mr. Brooke Benton in the spotlight. That's all here on The Right Choice.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. After Buffalo Bill Cody started making it big in show business, everyone started jumping on the bandwagon. Even a famous fellow scout tried it, but as you will see, he didn't do well. The success that Buffalo Bill Cody was having in show business, on June 22, 1870, friend, fellow gunfighter and lawman, Wild Bill Hickok, decided to try his hand at entertaining people. So he put together a Wild West show in which he starred, called The Daring Buffalo Chase of the Plains. It had a cast of Indians, cowboys, and even real buffalo. The show opened in Niagara Falls, New York, and it closed there also, after only one performance. Because Wild Bill couldn't get anyone to buy a ticket, he let everyone in free with the idea of passing the hat during the show. Unfortunately, when the hat returned, it was almost empty. Right after the failure of the first performance, a number of the Indians and other performers decided they wanted to return west. Because Wild Bill had used all of his money to put together the show, he had to sell the buffalo from the show to a Niagara Falls butcher in order to pay the train fare for his disgruntled performers. When Wild Bill's friend Buffalo Bill Cody heard about his failure, Buffalo Bill invited Wild Bill to join his show called Scouts of the Prairie. During the 7 months Wild Bill performed in Scouts of the Prairie, he regularly showed up for performances drunk. On stage, he was as stiff as an overstarched shirt, and he was constantly forgetting his lines. One night, in frustration, Wild Bill pulled his pistol, shot out the house lights, and quit. Buffalo Bill was heard to say, "I wish I'd killed that SOB when I had the chance years ago."
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious Premium Prelude King or Premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The San Miguel Community Services District announced there will be no use, sale, or discharge of safe and sane fireworks within district boundaries in 2026. This follows after an action item failed to pass in the May board meeting. Violators may be subject to misdemeanor penalties, including fines and possible jail time. Paso Robles Senior Center will be hosting a community resources fair on Wednesday, June 24th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Paso Robles Senior Center. The fair will bring together local organizations and nonprofits that offer housing assistance, legal aid, senior living options, home care, health and wellness programs, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump will soon head to Camp David for the weekend, while Vice President Vance's trip to Switzerland for an extended talks with Iran is off. But an uneasy truce now in place after fighting in southern Lebanon. Fox's Max Gordon in Dubai.
This current ceasefire that's gone into place, 4 p.m. local time there in Israel and Lebanon. Now, this ceasefire was brokered, according to a U.S. official, by the Qatari government, as well as with help from Iran. Of course, though, Iran has been supporting Hezbollah, so they have a hand in all of this.
A senior Israeli official says if Hezbollah does not attack us, then we are not in wartime. Time could be running out for the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. UK cabinet ministers reportedly tell the embattled leader to begin a timeline for his departure. America's listening to Fox News.
Michael's Optical,
Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine. Highs in the low 70s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s. And we'll be in the mid-70s on your Saturday. Sunday, Father's Day, low 80s, mid-80s on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then upper 80s next Thursday. Back to mid-80s on Friday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:48 a.m., 8:22 p.m. We are at 58 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Once again, sound off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Darsha and Kenny, Kenny and Darsha. Depends who gets here first, I guess. Enjoy that. Email into the studio, kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24-7, same day, they'll be there. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us.
Billy, turn on the radio and hear
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
You've got it. All right. A lot of response on the water. Let's see here. Text, pizza in New York tastes better because of the water. It makes you wonder what's in the water. I once had a conversation with a Irishman about why Guinness tastes better in Ireland. He said it was because health code standards in Ireland weren't as tough. I asked what that had to do with it. He answered, mice in the malt house. Well, maybe that's why the hot dog vendors in and around Central Park, those dogs taste good. I don't know. Again, they're sitting there in that boiled water. Hello, Ditas Esperanza told KPRL months ago that the Niblick Bridge, Riverside Street, and more were very soon getting repaired. More lip service from a very well-paid city. They should be ashamed. You know, they could schedule something, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen right away on those dates. Things come up, and also there's a lot more issues underground than most people know, particularly on certain sides of the the river because of the age and other things and so forth. It just never is that. Let's see here. Interesting choice of words. Slow cog. You're generating. I have no idea what that means. No idea what that means at all, but please illuminate. Always appreciate that. Okay. Let's see here. This is kind of funny. This has to do with the this World Cup going on. And apparently that one of the condiments that many visitors have become obsessed with is ranch dressing. Chris, you like ranch dressing?
Love ranch dressing.
I do too. But Linda makes it homemade, and that's it. I can't. It's hard to have ranch dressing from the manufacturers after because her homemade is awesome. So anyway, this is ranch dressing. I just figured ranch dressing was universal, wouldn't you? I mean, if you were going to another country and you had a salad, wouldn't you ask for ranch dressing?
Probably, yes.
Okay. I mean, because it's just, we take for granted it's ranch dressing. I mean, there's nothing secret about it or anything like that. I don't know why, and maybe it's in other countries. I just don't know. But apparently, it doesn't specifically say here. it's a TSA ranch dressing. Okay. Anyway, so, all right, well, speaking of that and then the Guinness thing. Now, if you remember, I'm pretty sure it was earlier in the week, and this had to do with when you go to some places and they don't accept cash, right? And specifically somebody had texted in about, going to a ball game and they wanted you to use the app or, whatever it is. Anyway, somebody sent me this, and it is it's a song, and it has to do with it. But keep in mind, this is with it's an Irish group. So they use the word pint and so forth and so on. But the picture, it shows an older guy going into this pub, the Dusty Pint, it's called. And again, it is cobblestone street and so forth and so on. And again, it looks like it's probably over in Ireland or someplace like that. And the mention of certain meats, which are different here. But the context of this is, or content is, he's going into this pub where he's gone for a long time. And now they got, I don't know if new owner or new manager, whatever, but the rules have changed a little bit. All he wants to do is go down and get a bite to eat and have a pint. But they're not going to take his cash. They're not going to take his cash. So he gets a little frustrated and so forth, and the song just points it out there.
I walked into the local at a quarter after four. On that heavy oaken door, I was fleeing from the kitchen and the smell of boiling fats. For me, wife Rita's got the cabbage on, and I can't be having that. I took me usual bar stool, gave the wood a friendly pat. I said the roast beef, Samus, and a pint to go with that. The barman looked at me as if I'd spoken Japanese. He didn't move a muscle, didn't even aim to please. He pointed to a little square, a jumble of a block. I said, is that a crossword or a coffee stain?
QR code to see the Sunday fair. Then you order on the portal and you pay your money there. I pulled out the Nokia, the hinge is held by tape. I try to find the camera, but the screen is out of shape. No Wi-Fi and no data, it barely makes a call. The Guinness tap is 2 feet off, and that's the worst of all. Just pull the pint, just pull the pint. When do I need software just to buy a feckin' beer? I looked around the room and saw a tragic silent sight. A dozen people hunched and staring at a glowing light. No banter in the pub, no stories told, no laugh to share. Just fingers tapping glass while the QR code glared. Then out comes the manager, he's barely 24, with a haircut like a poodle and his policy in store. It's efficient, sir, he told me, it's the modern floor plan way. While the dinner's sitting cold upon a lonely kitchen tray, I didn't raise me voice, I didn't cause a bloody scene. I wouldn't waste me breath upon a godforsaken machine. I said, you've got the technology, you've got the apps and gear, but you've lost the very thing that makes a man want a beer. I told him where to put his app, I made the message plain. Then I walked out hungry, empty, into the drizzling Irish rain. I'd rather starve in silence than to go through with this shite. I'd rather face whatever breed us burnt to death tonight. Just pull the pint, just pull the pint. How hard can it be? I've been drinking in this place since 1963. You've got a tap, I've got a fiver. Let's keep the logic clear. Since when do I need software just to buy a feckin' beer? Cut to the kitchen table where the fluorescent light is dim. I'm sitting in me jacket with a face that's gray and grim. No portal and no password, just a plate of spuds and meat and a glass of lukewarm water just to make the thing complete. Breeda drops the cabbage down, I don't say a bloody word. I just let out one long groan, the loudest ever heard.
All right. What's funny about it is he's just trying to get a beer, and the tap is right in front of him, and it says he has to use this app and stuff. I like the part in there where the 24-year-old has a haircut like a poodle. Anyway, that's just the, commentary on the world we live in now. Things have come you have conversation with some of your friends of the same age as, why have things become a little bit more difficult? You got to do this now, you got to do that now. It'll become the norm as the generations disappear. Hi.
Yeah, so many things now require a cell phone that it does get annoying. I just got to see Rush at the Forum, and they don't take cash, right? I mean, you've talked about that at games and things. I mean, you got to pay with a card, or your phone, and it is, and I understand the cash part because they don't trust anybody anymore. But it's still annoying because, technically cash is supposed to be good for all debts, public and private. So I don't know. And then I was thinking of calling earlier about taxes because you were talking about the you know, the half-cent sales tax. And it's like, and I guess my biggest question is probably your gripe too, is why can't the government get, figure things out and be efficient and make things work, right? I mean, they must know. I mean, there's got to be enough history of what it takes to pave a road, what it takes to maintain a road, and what it take, you know, and what the lifespan is. So you would think that people would say, okay, you know, we have to deal with this in 20 years or 15 years or whatever it is, and we need to budget for it, and that needs to be factored into our budgets. So that means the money should be there. And yet, somehow, they always need more money. And, yeah, and then where does it end? So, I don't
know. Part of that, I believe, strongly, is that they don't say no to many of their constituents. So instead of saying, look, we can't build this over here so 15 people can have fun on Saturdays and Sundays. All right? We can't afford it. But they're not going to say no. Because when you add all these things up, what is the job of them? It's to take care of the basic infrastructure. All the add-ons and all that stuff, you know, they're all well and good, and it's going to benefit the community, and we're all going to love each other and, you know, sing kumbaya and so forth. But the reality is, people, by doing this and wanting more things that really the government should not provide, then they're essentially, you're saying, okay, then keep taking more of my money.
Right, right. And the other side of it is the public good, is, or the collective things. Like, okay, we all decided that rather than have neighborhoods or individuals or groups of people take care of the roads, they're a public good. We want the government to take care of that, so we'll pay our taxes, and then they'll manage that aspect of it. But like you said, a pickleball court or whatever, it's like, is it for the entire public? Well, obviously not. I mean, some people don't play, some people don't care. You know, it's for a subset of the public. And, you know, and then it goes with parks and things like that. Is the line where you're saying is infrastructure and should be black and white is very gray now, and it's very wide as to what is, you know, oh, well, it's for the community and it'll make some people happy, which means we'll all be happy.
Well, I don't think many people would disagree that, you know, we have very nice city parks here, and that's all well and good. However, when we start doing all the extra fluff, and then, again, I go back to, then you want more money because we're not taking care of the basic infrastructures. And, you know, it was pointed out last hour, well, we're bragging about, you know, the glut, and I mean this positively, of the wine industry in this area, particularly Paso Robles in the last 20 years. Okay, and the fine restaurants and the nice hotels and et cetera, et cetera. Where's the money?
Yeah, well, it obviously it goes somewhere. I mean, you know, I mean, honestly, when I was taking my wife to work, and when she heard that, she goes, pensions. It's because they make promises for the future and commit money that's not theirs to people, you know, oh, you work 20 years and you're going to get a pension for the rest of your life, and then you'll get another government job and work 20 years, and then you'll get another pension, and, you know, and again, these promises of the future. I mean, that's what happened with 401ks and IRAs and the, you know, Congress and the corporations basically said, whoa, we can't make this commitment and compete on the world stage, because we're dealing with other countries that either have, you know, built-in retirement health, or they don't care, or whatever it is. The point is a corporation having to commit to monies in the future means that, you know, suddenly the products aren't competitive because they're competing with someone that doesn't have that problem. And so Congress kind of moved that to, you know, instead of a defined benefit to a defined contribution, which has created a whole other set of problems, but that's not the point here. The point here is the government still do a defined benefit where they provide a future cash flow to people that basically is tying future taxpayers into it. And obviously some places have gone bankrupt, but it's a problem. It's not, you know, and then the government people are like, well, we deserve it because we're doing a public service. And it's like, okay. So,
well, the we shouldn't have public sector unions.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, yes, I agree also, but also that's not really what the problem is. It's the bigger the bigger problem is that the pensions are promising money in the future that isn't theirs to promise.
Well, but the problem attached to that, though, is the public sector. I mean, the public sector, their average salary is now higher than the average salary of Americans. That's insanity.
Yep.
That's absolute insanity. That should not be allowed. They don't produce. The private sector produces the money to pay.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of problems, and that's definitely one of them. Because again, if you go back, I don't know, 40, 50 years, it was the other way around. Is you kind of need, the perks and things were like, well, you get the holidays, and we'll get a pension, and you only have to work 20 years or whatever it might be, and it's like, but you're going to make a bit less, and but now because of taxes and changes in the economy and the world, is the private sector, and some of it is globalization and competing with, people elsewhere in the world that don't have the same thing. So.
Yeah, now they're going to get job security. And now, you can work 20 years, you're going to have job security, work 20 years, and you're going to make more money. Okay, again, insanity.
Yeah. But somehow they, because they can coerce, they go, well, we need more tax money or we're not going to do this. Well, and yet people vote for it. I mean, especially in California.
I know we say that, so often, but it's true is that, well, folks, if we don't give it to them, we're not going to get, because we've heard, but John Pashong has said it. Well, if we don't pay the money, we're not going to get qualified people, which is absolute absurdity. That is not true. We've seen it because we've had inept people running things in this county who are making a lot of money.
Yeah, well, and obviously, and some people make a lot of money and they don't do diddly squat.
Well, are you talking about the private or the public sector?
The public sector. I mean, homeless people. I mean, the homeless industrial complex.
Right.
I mean, they're not. The incentives are all wrong. It's like they're making 100+ thousand a year, and the incentive is not to solve the problem. It's to, I don't know, fluff over it or to say you're solving it. It's not, show me the outcomes, I'll show you the incentives, or the other way around. It's either way. Is the incentives are wrong, but it comes down to the public paying attention, and they don't. So, like you said, is who's at fault?
You're right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay. On the text here, can Linda make a bottle of ranch dressing as a prize for next week's trivia winner? Absolutely not. That ranch dressing is not leaving the Rattlesnake Ranch. That is going into her stomach and my stomach only. Even if she made it and said, give it to winner, I would lie to her and keep it here in the refrigerator at the station and use it for my salad when I come in and have my salad on a daily basis. So, no. You're not getting any of it. The heck with it. All right, let's see here. We had someone else trying to get in, but that line has gone away. Let's see here. Anything on this day as we've got a minute left here on The Right Choice? Let's see here. Walter Annenberg made his fortune from TV Guide, announced his donation of $365 million in cash to four private schools. It doesn't list them here. This happened in 1993. Wow. That's pretty darn amazing, isn't it? Georgia in 1939 became the first major U.S. city to ban pinball. Stating that pinball led to gambling, moral decay, and crime. The law imposed a fine of $20 and 30 days of public work. Similar laws soon followed in other cities in what became known as Pinhibition or something like that. And let's see here. Monterey Pop Festival on this day in 1967. And that is it. That is it for this Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will kick off this Saturday, June 20th.
Entertainment for tomorrow will be Garden Party, a classic soft rock band playing covers of 60s and 70s folk rock music. Slocog announced Measure H, the local road's first transportation tax measure, will move to the November ballot for San Luis Obispo County. The half-cent sales tax, if approved, would generate an estimated $35 million annually for road repairs and safety improvements, according to Slocog. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Kenny and Darcia this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Open mic Friday. Tomorrow morning at 6:05, Pure Country. Then Diane wheeling and dealing on the country store. Jimmy's in, taking care of your vehicles. Gary Brill, the jukebox, in the spotlight. The amazing Mr. Brooke Benton, the smooth voice. Enjoy your weekend. Continue to support local friends and neighbors and the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.